Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and another episode of Conjure Crossroads, a monthly forum with conjure workers that discuss real issues and real solutions in our daily lives. Our show offers resources from multiple streams of conjure, fueled by a vision of unified spirit, shared learning, living good with the spirits, and working mojo for a better life. It's about real change. And welcome to the crossroads. And welcome, Lucky Rooster. And welcome to our panel. Our members include Star Cassis from Old Style Conjure. Welcome, Star.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Star.
Hey, Star.
We love you.
Hey.
And Auntie Cindy Toto from TotoMojo.com, coming to us from Woo-hoo! Seattle.
Hey, Sue.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
And
hey.
Hey. Susan Diamond from the Woods of Santa Cruz and SerpentsKiss.com.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. And Orion Foxwood coming to us from the East Coast at OrionFoxwood.com.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Sherman Wolf, your host. Welcome. We have a few announcements to start. First of all, we have dates for our, what is it, what are we on, 6th annual Folk Magic Festival or 7th?
I believe it's 6. It's number 6.
Number six. Annual Folk Magic Festival will take place again this year for the second year at the Bourbon Orleans Hotel. We had a fabulous time there last time. We were very pleased with the venue, the food, the people, the hotel. It was just really, really nice to finally find a place that we were really 100%
and
thrilled
the location.
With. And the location, not
location.
To mention.
Yeah.
Didn't have to walk.
That's right. And right outside of their door is where all the action is in the French Quarter. Right there on Bourbon Street.
5 minutes. And it's not even 5 minutes from beignets.
That's right. So we are there this year for 4 days from November 8th through the 11th, Sunday through Wednesday. We have some great topics and the classes and workshops will be posted on the website very soon, and registration will probably be open mid-April or so. For those of you that are regular VIPs and those wannabe VIPs, make sure you sign up early. Those spots always go very fast. Anybody else want to say anything about this year's festival?
Right.
We're shy. Why don't you go down to the list of what's being offered workshop wise?
Okay, I will
a little
be.
Little taste of what's to come.
I will be happy to do that as soon as I can find it, unless someone else has it
handy.
Well,
I can. Let me. I think I got some stuff handy here. One thing that I think is just going to be extraordinary, and it always is that our very special Sunday event or special day where it's, you sign up separately, and this time we've come up with a
hey,
really, really interesting topic.
Hey, Finn, could you
really
hold on for a second? There's some noise coming through.
Is there some background noise?
Yeah,
that
I don't
on
know if one of us maybe has a TV on or something.
I think it's my phone. I think it's
okay.
Me, y'all.
Okay.
It's you, Star.
Yeah, my phone
okay,
is
there.
Up. I dropped a call, and all I hear is a bunch of static. Let me hang up and call
okay,
back.
There. I think it's
okay.
That. I think
okay.
It stopped.
Okay, Sin. Sorry about that. It was hard to hear you.
That's okay. Good. Sunday, the topic that we're going to cover on Sunday, which is an interesting one because it incorporates so much around relationships and reconciliations and block busting and love and cut cut and clear type stuff, and it's going to be around breaking away from unhealthy relationships. So unbinding and rewinding with chains and really cool stuff, and we're very excited about Sunday. So I think that's going to be a real go-to event or go-to day that people are going to want to do. Did you find the workshops, honey, or do you want me to keep going?
Keep going.
Okay. this year, too, there's going to be an opening workshop of actually coming in with cleansings with feet and hand washings that everybody's going to participate in and do, which is a good way to start your weekend there. Star is going to do a fabulous workshop around graveyard work, a topic that's always fascinating and interesting and seldom done with the experience that she shares in this. So I think that's going to be really good. I am going to do some work around workshop all around working in the home and your homework and working with St. Joseph for every aspect of home and work. Orion is going to do one about how the spirits speak. And I'm just doing these really briefly because I don't have a lot of embellishment around them right now. Susan is going to do a fabulous one about reading candles. And, you know, that is something that we always all need refreshing in, and who could better tell us about it than Miss Candlemaker herself, Miss Susan. there will also be some joint workshops with me and Orion and Star and Susan. Bloody Mary will be bringing some good things. There's going to be one around divination with crystals and calling spirits through elements that Susan will also do. The killer. Orion's going to do some things, I believe, with crossroad work.
Yep.
And I'm going to do one with all about birds, birds of a feather, all about feathers. And
yeah, that's
working
be
with
awesome.
Feathers and how. That's going to be fun. I was actually writing on it today, and I'm, like, psyched about it because cocks crows, you know, peacocks have worked. Anyway, let's see. What else did we leave out? Star has another one in here, whipping and switching. I love whipping and switching. It reminds me of my mother making me pull a switch. Anyway, so that's just a real brief little bit of an outline on the workshops, and there'll be a whole lot more to come on that in a couple weeks.
Hey, Sin.
That's
can
right.
Throw something in there real quick, Sin and
sure.
Orky.
Go ahead.
I'm done.
Sure.
Just for the listeners, I think something that makes our particular events very unique is we really aim at two big areas for our participants, for our community that comes. On one end, we want them to come and get applicable skills that are readily useful when they go back, or what I call building magical muscle. And then on the other, we want them involved in some experiences so that they leave personally better than they were when they came. So you'll see that there's cleansings and there's things like that involved in what we do. So that's sort of our twofold focus. So come.
And I think that you and you come and you take home so much, Orion. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and the feedback that we've received from time to time and time and time again is that people feel like they really have practical things that they can use in their daily lives, which is definitely one of our primary objectives. And in terms of other announcements, in addition to the Folk Magic Festival, Cindy, why don't you talk about your new event?
Oh, well, my event, and which is co-sponsored with David Rojas of Cognitive Crossroads, is called Northwest Crossroads Retreat, and it's nwxrr.com if you want to read all about it. It's going to be happening here in June in the Northwest with a mixture of modalities from you know, everything from movement to acupuncture and chiropractic and some root work thrown in there, and probably one of the most incredible palm readers I've ever known or encountered is also involved. And so it's a healing retreat for people to get away and come to Whidbey Island, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful place here. The location is Captain Whidbey's Inn. It's a retreat location that's good, that writers have attended and many other people. And literally, as you cross the water from Seattle to Whidbey, the disconnect that you start experiencing from your current life to what you're going to go get is phenomenal. And so there are movement practitioners and people who we have had experience with, David and myself, who have helped us in many healing ways. And so hooking all of these local people up to create this experience for people here and whoever that wants to come is what we're doing. And it's June 5th through 7th. Again, in Whidbey Island, nwxrr.com. I'll get you there.
Okay, great.
Well,
thank you so much. And we have a local event coming up here in Santa Cruz very soon. Susan Diamond, Orion, would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Well, sure. I am delightfully, joyously happy to be in a partnership with Susan Diamond, my dear sister, doing a event called Conjure Crafts, a meeting of magical minds, and it's over the weekend of, incidentally, my birthday, in case y'all were wondering when.
Yes, we are going to. Everybody
April
there
11.
Is required to spank Orion's butt.
Oh, I can't believe you gave the topic of my workshop.
How many times? I don't even want to know how many times we get spanked in the butt this time.
29 times.
Right. I just had my 36. I get that.
Yes, yes.
Well, we have some incredible offerings going on at this, one of which is a special outing, a whale watch and witchery tour going out onto water. Listen, folks, this is a rare, rare, rare event to go out onto the waters, whale watching off the coast of beautiful Santa Cruz, and do fairy magic, because I'm going to be leading work doing fairy magic, which is something I rarely do. I've only done once or twice on the waters, and with food fixed by the fabulous Susan Diamond. And if you've ever eaten Susan's food, well, you're enchanted.
You know, I was working on the venue
right
today. I'm really excited.
Incredible. And we have some guests coming. Lou Flores, who's going to be teaching about Santissimo Muerte,
right,
and he really knows his stuff. And do you want to speak about Sharon and what she's teaching?
Yeah, and Lou has such a beautiful, beautiful spirit that, you know, if you've never experienced a workshop or even just, you know, I get calm in his presence for some reason, but he's just a beautiful spirit. And then Sharon Knight, you know, many of you know her through her music, which is world renowned, but she's also quite the magical worker and seaside sorceress, and she's going to be doing a workshop that I've experienced before, but not in this capacity, as we're going to be doing it on the beach and involved in ritual, and that's mm-hmm. called Lunamaris, and it's working with the moon and the sea. And it's different than, I promise you, it's different than anything you've ever experienced before. It's just, it taps into all the senses, and it's a beautiful experience. So, yeah, in addition to that, you know, there's other workshops. Orion and I, these are going to be mostly half-day intensives. So Santissima Morte with Lou is going to be, you know, a three-hour intensive. Orion and I will be doing something on protection, cleansing, protection, reversing, and uncrossing. and that's going to be an intensive. Each class, each workshop also has a practical with it, so hands-on experience and understanding of the practical work as well as the lecture part. Lady Luck, I'm excited. Orion's doing one on Lady Luck, and I'll be doing one on ancestors, which is also going to be a different approach. Not just in, connecting in the spiritual, but practical ways to connect with your ancestry and doing blood work, actual blood work. So, yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun and powerful.
Yeah, conjurecraft.us.us is, I call it us, conjurecraft.us. Is the website to go to for more information on that. And that's going to be on the 11th, 12th, and 13th of April. So it's coming up soon.
Coming up soon. We're all excited.
It's
going to be
perfect. Perfect timing, let's just say.
And the weather's crazy awesome, you guys. It's been beautiful here.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Rub it in. Rub it in.
Well, thank you.
Oh, man.
And Mama Star, you have something coming up in Omaha, right?
I do. I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska the weekend of the 23rd at the Conjure Shop. And you can find out more about what I'll be teaching and stuff at theconjureshop.com. It's going to be a fun time. I always have a good time whenever I go over there and do the classes. And one of the classes that we are going to do is going to be making what I call a self-protection dollar. I don't want to say too much about it, but it's going to be a good thing. And it's something that I've not taught before. So it's something new. I'm a little skittish about teaching it, but I think that it's time to bring it out. And so that's
right.
What I'm going to be teaching.
Well, also, Star, you got Hex Fest too, right?
Yes, and I have Hex Fest in August in New Orleans. And then I have our event in November in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another event the first week of October in New Orleans. So I'm looking forward to it.
Busy girl.
We're going to have to get you a condo down there.
No joke.
Well,
and
thank
not
you.
To mention, whoops, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, how do people find out about those events? I know Hexfest is with our friend Christian Day, and
yeah, Christian.
I think it's hexfest.com, right? And then what's the Omaha one again?
TheConjureShop.com.
Oh, TheConjureShop.com,
yes. And then
the other one, they could just check with
Facebook.
You, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and check with me about it.
Yes, we all have pages on Facebook as well. And our own websites and services and practices and reading availability. So you can check that all out on our websites.
Oh, and Star School. We forgot about that.
And Star School. That's a thing. That's a new thing.
And you can find out about the Conjure Academy at theconjureacademy.com.
Okay, theconjureacademy.com.
Awesome.
Yes.
And Orion, don't you have something coming up also? The Rose,
In New York.
In Massachusetts.
Oh, the Rose Center, yes, in May. If you just Google the Rose Center, ROWE, I'm going to be teaching a weekend of fairy work there. And this particular workshop is really an opportunity to do this work with me because we're going to be in the woods, up in the mountains, and so, which is really where fairy magic really, really happens, you know, so really looking forward to that. And, of course, I've had a very exciting thing going on. This is an exciting year for me, period, because of the release of my new book.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The Flame and the Cauldron, so, yes.
How wonderful.
Yes.
lots of things bubbling in the cauldron with everybody this year, and that's exciting. It's a year is off to a wonderful start, and our radio show was off to a little bit of a slow start this year. It's been a while since we've been with you guys, but we are back on the air and with an exciting topic tonight, and it's just perfect timing that we came back at this time and to talk about timing. Timing is everything, tapping time to increase the power of your conjure and witchery work. And the description of our show tonight is, the best magic workers we know work with power that exists outside of themselves, and they do this in many ways. Timing is one of them. It is a powerful ally in effective magical work. After all, why paddle the power of your work to a modicum of success when you can surf the tides of spirit and let it carry your work to an enhanced success? And so we will dive right in to our show tonight, unless there's anything that we missed in announcements. Who would like to start? How about Cindy? Would you like to start off with our first question, which is, why do you think that targeted timing is a useful tool when initiating a conjure working or a spell?
Oh, gosh. Well, I can actually say this right now, and just based on this, of us starting our radio show at this time, and how targeted that is because when spirit tells you it's right is when it's right and when the time is right, and it's just like for me, New Year's in fact doesn't even actually start, or I would say the start of my New Year doesn't really start until March almost, so targeting and saying that timing is right, you have to feel it physically, mentally, and more importantly spiritually, and you will be dead stop if you don't have that one piece right there to say, yes, it's time to start something. And targeting that is essential, and to knowing that it's time to do it. Whoa, it's not time to do it. I mean, I've picked up a mojo bag to start it and go, whoops, can't do it. Not the right time. So, and I you might have to say that question to me again, but I really feel that if you're stopped spiritually from starting something or doing something or not beginning the work, then you got to listen to that, because if that's not right, it doesn't matter what the sun, moon, stars, anything says, you'll hit the wall, and then you won't have the success, right? I think that's a big part of it is you got to listen
intuition.
To your spirit. Absolutely, intuition first. Very much the very first thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can I speak to that for a sec?
Sure.
Please.
I think what Cindy's saying too is it's tapping into the stream of magic, and when you are in that, you know it, you feel it, and you know it is without distraction. So it's there's. I actually see a lot of elements of timing, and this is Susan, by the way. I actually see a lot of elements of timing. I see timing more as an ally in your magic. And
absolutely.
And that breaks down into different categories, like you said, the moon, the stars. But the most important thing is if you're not tuned into that flow, nothing's going to happen. And you got to trust yourself.
And
what you're saying is like it doesn't feel right, so you just don't do it. Or it does feel right, and then you have to drop everything into it no matter what else you're doing.
You hear people.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'd love to add something to that question, if I may.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Ryan.
I think, if you were a surfer, you wouldn't be asking, why do you wait until the right tide, right? You
mm-hmm.
would say, well, of course, you know, the nature of surfing is that I ride tides. Well, we're not used to thinking that the nature of magic, well, magic that doesn't deplete you, is that
mm-hmm.
it rides tides that are already there. So
mm-hmm.
the magic worker knows how to
right.
tap a tide and how to ride that tide and then and how to gain the momentum of a tide. Or as I like as one of my teachers once said to me, he said, why keep pushing your spell or working when the spirit world will do that for you if you will do it
yes.
in accordance with it?
Yes.
And
exactly.
so we can time our thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, and ride momentum, and we can also tap reservoirs of power that are already there just by synchronizing or fixing, as we called it when I grew up, your magic to something else. Why should you do all the
mm-hmm.
heavy lifting by yourself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, Ryan, excuse me, or can I
sure,
bounce off that too? It's just like the surfer image of, do you note it? You'll see them sit out there waiting for the right wave and waiting for the right momentum because they know they're going to ride that one all the way in. And that's another element, a layer into it, right?
I'm sorry,
yep.
Sin, I just had an image. Is that you, Jesus?
I know.
The surfer.
Oh, I love that story.
Riding the wave in.
Is that Cowabunga
it's true,
Jesus?
Though,
right?
You know?
That's Cowabunga Jesus.
So,
really
Mama Star, why don't you chime
image.
In? Why don't you chime in here on your thoughts about why do you think the targeted timing
surfing.
Is a useful tool?
Well, I don't do anything, and I mean anything, without of course doing the reading first, so I can make sure that it's the right time. And then I personally, and this is just me personally, I don't work by the moon and stuff like that. I simply work by the hands of the clock.
Mm-hmm.
So, as a young worker, I was taught not to let anything ever stop me from doing a job, no matter what it is. And so I simply will lay the cards out. If the hour that I want to do start the work is not right, then I wait till the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it may take me 4 or 5 lays of the cards until I get the right hour that I should start. But I will always start at that day. Within
mm-hmm.
that, if I have to stay up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I will,
mm-hmm.
waiting to start my job. And I follow my cards, you know, or the bones. I'll throw the bones. If I can't get an answer with the cards, I'll throw the bones. I mean, see if I don't see something different. But I
mm-hmm.
always work by the hands of the clock, always.
So that's a good way of tuning into what the right timing is to do divination of some sort.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Whether it's your pendulum, your bones, your card,
right.
whatever it is. Because now I can't speak for anything other than conjure work. But in conjure work, there are no limitations, you see. I can't
mm-hmm.
speak for anything else. Mm-hmm. But in conjure work, there is no limitations as to when, where, and how you do the job.
Mm-hmm.
The old workers will tell you that the only limitations are the limitations that you set upon yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see. So speaking from a conjure point of view, I will work any time that the cards say it's okay, or my bones, or whatever I'm using to figure it out, and by the hands of the clock.
You know, Star, you just said something that brings to mind one of my, and now this isn't in conjure, this is in witchcraft, but one of my teachers, one of my elders, told me one time, and I love this, and it just concurred with what you just said. She said, let me tell you something, Orion. Witch power is now power.
Mm-hmm.
And the witch, when they need to make something happen, will seize whatever power is available in whatever cycle, in whatever place, in whatever way, and gather that power and make it work when it's needed. And I always loved that. Which power is now a power?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say this, and maybe this does affect the way I work. If I am doing a relationship work on a relationship that's already stormy and has issues, if there is a thunderstorm the day that I'm trying to do that work, that is the only time that I'll wait and not
do
start
it.
That work.
Uh-huh.
If I started that work during that thunderstorm and when everything's moving and rolling, then all I'm basically going to be doing is adding fire to that relationship that's already in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That is about the, or if I'm doing healing work. Now, sometimes healing work, I will work with a storm to push out whatever's there. But relationship work, I don't usually work during any kind of rainstorm or anything where there's lightning and it's already hot and moving like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sis, I have a question. Do you do 7 days a week?
I do. I do either 4, 5, 7, or 21 days. That's the length of the time. And then if I don't see results, I'll lay the cards out and I'll start my process again because apparently I missed something.
Will you do work on all 7 days of the week?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll work
anytime,
any day. I don't care. I do have a preference for starting healing work on Sundays simply because, not because that's church day or anything like that, but I'm a Leo, and so Sunday is my power day. So when I need to do work for folks that I know I'm really going to have to push, I like to start it on Sunday or at noon when the sun is the highest in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I get
that's,
that.
That's a good point in acknowledging the time, the right timing for your particular energy as well.
Yes.
So that's,
yes.
It's also another good thing to drive home there.
Well, can I address something that I know
sure.
is probably going on in the minds of a lot of people listening right now who've been taught that you need to do it at this hour of this day and this day
right.
of the week in this season when the moon is doing this. Those things are not false. What they are is accumulations of allies or powers. So when Star said, you know, there's nothing, there are no limitations, there are no limitations. However, if you have resistance,
though, because that's all I know, you know.
But it's I think it's the truth in all kinds of workings. I think what happens is we get caught up in doing things a certain way and feeling like if I don't do it this way, nothing's going to happen. When the truth is, those
right.
are allies and things that can facilitate your work. They're not stopping your work. They can facilitate it by riding that particular stream. But there's always another wave. There's always another something else you can ride. You just have to figure out what that is. So, like, if the timing, if the moon isn't right, then there's something else you need to rely on, and that may be working with the sun. It may be working with the tides in the ocean. It may be working with you have to choose a different ally because that particular ally is asleep or working in a direction that's different than yours. So it's not that those things are wrong. It's not that those books are wrong. It's just that those things are there as facilitators, not as hindrances.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
exactly.
can approach it
and
that way.
You know, Susan, that's so applicable in so many ways. And people tend to think they have to be so specific and so focused on, I've got to do it this exact way, and if I do this wrong or that wrong. And I'll give you a really good example just that has just occurred in for me or for a lot of people I know. So St. Joseph's Day was March 19th,
the beginning of the new moon, the equal, you know, it was like the killer weekend for manifestations. This was the time to like do petition, da da da, as if you lined everything up, right? However, I watched people balk or hesitate, and these are like coaches that I know want to write what they want to bring on and everything, but they'd get a stop. They'd get a thing of, I can't do it today. It's not right today, da, 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 or whatever, however they would say it or saw. And I would sit back and just say, it's okay. It doesn't matter. You don't have to say, what is your spirit telling you? What are you being told that is, don't get all obsessed with just because it's all lining up right, textbook-wise, so to speak.
And was that
right?
Dark moon? Is that, was that a new moon or dark moon?
New moon.
All manifestation starts in the void. So
keep going.
No.
So on the building of it, am I saying that right?
Yeah,
as the new moon started, and it was the drawing in, the let's start bringing in was March 19th, I think, March 19th, 20th, that whole weekend, the equinox, the whole bit, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
New moon.
You know,
and
I
so
Well, I'm just thinking about what Susan said and what Star said there and Cindy, that when you have work to do, what you want to be thinking about is, where can I pull power from to put behind this working, right? One of the things I find to be true is, no matter what the working is that I need to do, there's always a reservoir of power to pull on, whether that's the clock, the day of the week, the time of the year, the cycle of the moon, or some natural confluence, like, you know, the high tide, the low tide, the whatever. The thing to understand is you've always got power available to you.
Right.
Always. It's always there. It's just, if you want to wait, you know, for certain cycles to maximize it further, or do you want to pull on the cycle that you've got right there, you know, right accessible, but you've always got power accessible, always.
And that doesn't mean there's not going to be resistance. So those things come in handy, you know, in understanding that. If there is resistance, if everything, you know, just like not everything can be aligned in your favor, you know, you can go crazy waiting for the right exact moment. There is resistance, you know. Nature, the rhythms can be resistant to your goal. So, you know, you need to then counterbalance that somehow by other means. So it's not, you know, there are times that it's going to be easier, but not impossible. Does that make
sense?
So
run the race even though you don't have your favorite tennis shoes on.
Well, it might be, the wind might be in your face in that race, or
right.
You may have to swim upstream, but that doesn't mean you can't get to the finish line. It just means you got to try harder, or you've got to get a team to help pull you. It's just a matter of knowing and being aware of where the resistance lies and what you need to do to counterbalance that.
So we've talked about a little bit already the type of timing method. So is there a particular timing method that you favor over others?
The clock thing is very interesting, Star, and you should talk about, you know, the rising of the hands of you know, how we work with the clock, because the clock is fabulous for that.
Oh, yeah, anything that you want to remove from yourself or from somebody else should be done when the hands of the clock are going downward. And I'll usually start like about 5 after. That's cleansing baths, uncrossing baths, whatever, reversals, whatever you're doing to remove something out of the way. And then to draw something to you, start like at 25 minutes till as the hands are moving up. And I always, and this is just me, it's not a necessary thing, but it's just the way I work. I prefer to be finished right like whenever, if I'm doing a reversal, if I start at 5 after the hour, then I want to be finished like as close to the 30-minute mark as I can. That's just me. You don't have to do it like that. You could take 5 minutes and do your reversal and be done because you worked it whenever the hands were going down. Same thing wrong.
Right, so when the hands are going down, you're doing reversal work and
exactly.
releasing work. And
yes.
And when they go
and,
up, you're drawing.
And moving upwards, that's when you draw to you.
Right.
And now, y'all.
Okay, anyone else?
I'd like to say something about Mama Star and her clockwork, which I just love, by the way. She's the one who turned me on to it. I've had people say out there, well, you know, the clock is not a really a natural phenomenon. Does it really have power? And what I would say to you is, does the clock regulate your day every day? Does it have power when millions upon millions of people over hundreds of years have had their lives regulated by it? I would say that Star has plugged us into quite an ally that everyone else has built for us.
Well, it is natural, actually. I mean, we've given numbers and names to it, but you know, high noon is when the sun is at its height. It's when there's no more shadows. I mean, what's the best time to you know, not have shadows? You know, it makes a lot of natural sense to me. You know, we've just given it. You know, we've made it understandable to us. That's all. I think it's natural.
Exactly. No, I think it's very natural. And I think, you know, look at how we, and it's very interesting, the older you get, I don't know if y'all have experienced this, the older you get, you'll tend to open your, it's like your body wakes up at sunrise. You know,
mm-hmm.
your body goes down at sunset. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
really true.
Those
we
damn happy birds.
Those
happy birds waking
exactly.
us up.
Oh, my God, the birds. Yeah.
Damn happy
you know,
birds.
It, even though you might try and not not respond or react to the clock or to it, it's going to catch up with you eventually.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here to tell you.
Let's face it, we
and
look at the clock because we don't look outside anymore. I mean, that's our astrology is
yes.
our clocks. It is our
yep.
you know,
yep.
we live in a building, we go to work in a building, you know,
mm-hmm.
we don't stick our head out and watch the sunrise and watch the sunset. But that tells us when those things are happening, so mm-hmm. it's still
and
natural.
Millions
and
of people every day. Look at those little arms on that little dial, and those
well,
little
yeah, which
arms
gives it,
and,
which
on
gives
that little
collective
dial
power.
Gives it power.
Yes, they have a lot of power. You know,
I gave my nephew a watch this Christmas, a little watch, and it was also to teach him to go look outside and look at the watch,
hmm.
not. You know, we're teaching our children to just look at technology, and I really invite all of you who have children or are going to have them to get them to look outside and teach them the way of the clock that way. It's a little weird that, you know, we're not corresponding that to our children. It's kind of fascinating to me. So
sundial.
Yeah, the clock. Sundial. Oh, that's where it came from? Duh. Did you know, they don't know
sundial
that stuff.
Sundial is the original clock.
So, yep, the original clock. So,
yeah.
Yeah, certainly anything that's part of our collective consciousness is going to be holding
powerful.
Power. And,
oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Always
oh,
something
yeah.
to consider in terms of timing.
And even though we may not use things, like I am, you know, I use astrological timing all the time, but that's easy for me because I'm in that rhythm and it's something that I understand. And I think every magical worker could do themselves a favor by getting some astrological knowledge, if only to see where there might be resistance. Because the planets are huge forces in our lives, and the energy it could be extremely helpful or extremely resisting. So, you know, just knowing, you know, where, you know, having some idea of, you know, planetary alignment for your intentions can help you to understand how much more power you need to draw from somewhere else, or if you can simply tap into that power and that energy.
Why don't you go over for those who don't know the days of the week that are related to the planets?
Well, the days of the week are that's a human construct, and I honestly don't see that as key. I can tell you what they are. Yeah, sure, but they're not that they've been given power through, but they're from a system that was actually created to take us away from nature. You know, the days of the week, the way our current calendar is set up and the days of the week was really set up to pull us from the harmony and balance of nature as it exists. And it's a construct that doesn't actually work. But there is power to the days of the week because we've given it that and what they're named for. So, like, Sunday is associated with the sun and the power of the sun. Monday is the moon. Tuesday is Mars. So if you want to do, you know, assertive, aggressive work, that's what you do on Tuesday. Wednesday is Mercury. So with regard to communication and travel, you would do your workings on Wednesday. Thursday is Jupiter. Anything you want to expand, you would work with Jupiter. Friday is Freya's day. That's Venus. And that would be for love and prosperity. You could use Jupiter for prosperity, too. But it's about expanding what already exists. And then Saturday is Saturn's day. So this is where stability, you can work. A lot of people see Saturn as an oppressor, but Saturn also rules the underworld, where you'll see the associations with abundance and prosperity. So you can also work with Saturn for prosperity. So those are the daily correspondences. The other thing about working with planetary energies is, you know, if you have, we're all born with a certain astrology, so we have certain abilities. Like, you would go maybe to your Cancer friend, someone who has the sign Cancer in their chart, for if you need a mama or someone to help you through a problem. You might go to your Virgo friend if you have a practical dilemma. The same thing is true of birthing the things that you use. When you see people say, well, I make candles or oils during this planetary alignment, it contains that energy. So you don't have to necessarily do it on the appropriate astrological time if you're working with someone or something that holds that power within it.
That's so you're suggesting that career counselors should start including that astrology in their advice.
I think some do.
Yeah.
I have a lot of clients that are therapists and counselors, and they do.
Now, you know,
Susan.
Y'all, there is a time, though, that you don't hear as much about, and that I was taught to use, and I use a lot, and that's basically the quadrants of the day. Dawn up to noon, which is a strengthening fiery power, you know, from noon until six, as you can see, sort of a waning into dusk power, from 6 until midnight, which is really more about things done in the quieter places, hidden places. And then this time, midnight until 6 in the morning, a lot of people don't realize that, because they hear that midnight is the witching hour. That's Hollywood. That's totally Hollywood. The traditional witching hour is actually 3 in the morning. And let me tell you something. If you want to do magic at a time when you're going to feel all the spirits easily communicated with and worked with, 3 in the morning, that period of time, that's the witching hour.
Yeah, very, very potent time, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
When the when the bars close.
Yeah. That's... you heard that. I love
that
you.
That reminds me, Susan, when you were talking about the days of the week and Friday, you know, Friday always being the day of, like, you get your check and it's the end of the week and it's the start of the weekend.
You can wear jeans to work day.
Right. Our friend.
All right.
God rest his soul. He used to call it, he used to say Friday was steak, scotch, and sex day. Because you had to do a big old steak and you drank scotch and you had sex on Friday. That was the day. And it's interesting because it's really true. You know, that it's Venus, it's everything. That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You reminded me of that. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So let's move on to examples of ways that you tap the power for timing through particular methods. Does anybody want to give some tangible examples? I know a couple have been given, but something that people can chew on? Orion?
Yeah. I, of course, really, really love natural tides a lot. I think Susan and I share that.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
So, for instance, if I were fixing a candle for someone to wane something away, to sort of take it apart, or maybe it's an illness, or maybe it's some quarrels, I could quite easily take a candle out to the tide, to the ocean tide as it's going down, and pull that, pray that power right into that candle. That is another example of using timing and wedging your magic into a thinning time when nature, which you tell me who does magic better than nature, when nature is doing her magic. And so that's just one example. You know, I call it wedging, where you take a working, a mojo, a candle, an oil, whatever, and you take it to a time or a place when that particular type of power is accessible, and you pull it into it.
Mm-hmm. Wedging, as opposed to a wedgie.
Yeah, as opposed to a wedgie.
Very different.
Well, that's taking power into something, too.
Yeah.
I suppose you could say that.
That would be... That's
oh,
where
my
the
God, I love that laugh that Cindy just did. Was that Cindy that did that very witchy?
No, I think it... I don't know. It was... that's when the tide comes in, not when the tide goes out. But I do like...
The tights. The tights, you know, go in.
The tights go in. But to carry work out with the tide is brilliant. And, of course, it dissipates, and it's the way to, you know, remove. I love the idea of stuff and water. Of course, nowadays, we need to be conscious of our water to such an extent.
How can you use
the tide coming in, the tide going out, just literally the time of day, right?
Oh, yeah. The season.
I love what Star said about the storms, and actually, you know,
yeah.
I use you know, the weather so much more, you know, and I you know, it just reminded me, it's like I don't do that anymore, and that's because we don't have weather here. There's no such thing. But, you know, cleansings in the rain and, you know, power work or protection work in a thunderstorm and, you know, just working with the forces of nature as they appear, you know, is powerful in and of itself,
mm-hmm.
weather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we don't get thunder. And it's interesting, when it thunders here, it so puts you in a state that you, like, go, wow, what should I be doing during thunder?
Well,
yeah.
Star and I get
mm-hmm.
weather.
And that's a good yeah, y'all get the weather.
Yeah, don't we, Star? We get weather. We get weather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
we get
serious. We, you know, we get a lot of rain. We get the rain and stuff, but I don't get that big old thunderstorm thing that's really cool, and that you go, wow, it's thundering, and what do I do? You know, what should you do in thunder? Bam, that gets some damn attention really quick, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun.
Anyone else with some examples of timing work?
Do we have any questions from people listening?
No callers in right now.
We can work on something if
mm-hmm.
anybody has a question about, you know, timing for a particular issue or something.
Let's see.
There's my dear friend Jim Barker. Hey, Jim. In the chat room.
So maybe Jim has a question, but I don't see any other pending questions right now. Any other things that we haven't brought up?
Well, let's see. We talked about times of the day. Oh, Orion, when you split up the quarters by time, would you do that by the actual hours, or would you do sunrise and sunset, because it shifts,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's more
that,
like that.
Shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I find power times to be like sunrise and sunset and those in-between times, especially, you know, when the sun and the moon are both in the sky at the same time. I think that's
mm-hmm.
a real a powerful time for doing certain types of work.
Susan, there's a name for that in the fairy tradition. When the sun and the moon are up, they call it twixt two lights.
I love
two
it.
Light. Isn't that beautiful?
It makes
and
me feel
practice.
Really present.
Ooh.
So,
or you can go out and put your hand over the sun and your hand over the moon and make a wish.
Hmm. Nice. So one of the things, speaking of timing, that's coming up this week, this Saturday, I believe it is a lunar eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Happening over a good part of the country. Is there anybody that can chime in on the magic around lunar and solar eclipses?
You want to, Susan? I got
I feel
my
like I've
it.
Talked enough.
Never.
Well, those are times of transformation, dramatic change and transformation. And a lot of times, you know, people expect that to happen right away, but they usually don't when an eclipse happens. And I would encourage... I think it happens more strongly when you experience it, so I would encourage people to go out there. And, it's going to affect the people who are whose personal astrology aligns with, you know, depending on where that is in their personal chart. I don't want to turn this into an astrology conversation, but I think that's, well, something really important, too, when you're working with clients, is to consider their timing,
mm-hmm.
Their ability to be receptive to the working that you're doing for them, and having an understanding of their energy you know, their birth, their what's going through in their astrological makeup, to be receptive to the work is just a little side note.
Yeah, that's a good thing to consider, that probably most people do not when they're doing workings, as they don't consider the client's timing needs as well.
And preparing them. I don't know if you guys, what do you guys like for, like, preparing clients for receiving work?
Yeah.
Timing-wise?
I'll do their photos. If they're not here with me, I'll use their photos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I work with their photo to get a link to them, what I call a link.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll have my clients do a series of prayer work also to get
mm-hmm.
them ready, to get them open sort of as channels for the miraculous.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there's, you know, cleansing work. And, you know, I am a big proponent of cleansing in the evening to get things off. I take a bath every night. I believe baths are, you got to bathe at night.
So, yeah, it's really...
I mean, not exclusively, but certainly for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's everybody gets stuff on them. During the day, throughout the machinations of life, and it is good to
mm-hmm.
make sure that you have that time, conscious time, to let go of that, cleanse it, and get it off your spirit. For
yeah,
sure.
Just
no,
in the
absolutely.
Shower, you know, and when the hour of the hands of the clock is going down, just being in the shower and brushing yourself off and letting that water roll off of you,
mm-hmm.
that helps. That helps take stuff off, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know a nightly shower in the morning feels so much better.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
You feel lighter.
Exactly.
You sleep better.
It's
you don't
funny.
Have as many nightmares.
Yes. You're more relaxed.
That's true.
In a restful sleep.
You know, I had to interject some funny thing. I had a student in a class one day. Bless her heart. She meant well, but she asked, she said, at what point am I done doing cleansing? And I said,
never.
At what point in your life are you done pooping? At what point have you taken the last bath you need to take? I guess there is a point, you know, when you're dying. And so cleansing is as natural a part of our lives as honestly pooping and peeing and bathing and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Ryan, that brings up another point.
It all
you know,
comes
we're talking
back
about
to
well, timing, like timing, and
mm-hmm.
you know, making things joyful
and regular.
It shouldn't be a project to do your magic. It should be the most exciting, happy thing.
Exactly.
You know, like mm-hmm. even cleansings, it'd be like, "Ooh, this is awesome! I'm getting this stuff off me." Timing, I think, also depends on your state of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And your receptivity, your joy in the work, or your passion. It, you know, sometimes it's not joy. Sometimes it's you know, justice and you know, there's a summoning of personal emotions. I think emotions are a really good, important ally with regard to timing.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely well said, sister. That was brilliant right there. That's the take-home statement tonight, folks, because emotionally and how you check in and how you are feeling and can do, well, it's what you can do. And you're ready to do it or you're not, and it's okay, too, you know?
You know, Cindy, that reminded me of a woman I was working with, God, years ago. And she came in and she was just filled with rage one day, rage, absolute rage. And she came in and she expected me to be saying, "Oh, how horrible this rage." And I said, "How marvelous, how wonderful."
Right.
Let's tap this power and use it. So So
work it.
Yep, work every range of your emotions. Make everything a reservoir of power, you know.
Embracing that stall, embracing that stall, and embracing that, wow, why aren't I ready to, will help you make your work better. You know, it's like that thing of don't look at it as lack or I'm not ready or I can't or I'm not. It's like, wow, what is this telling me? Right?
Yeah,
what is it telling me?
I think the only magic killer is lethargy.
Is what?
Is what, baby?
Lethargy.
Oh, I agree. Yep.
Well, that we just like to sleep. No, lethargy.
I'll have to answer that after
right.
I wake up.
And you know, and that's also an energetic sign in itself. I got to go shut down. I need to nap. I need to sleep 12 hours. I need to not.
Yeah.
I need to just rest because our physical can't handle sometimes what everything else can. And that's just it. And that's okay, too. You know, that's okay, too. I need to go be sick for 3 days or whatever. Fine. Because that's something that you're going to get from that. You're going to get from that that's going to enhance your work or enhance your timing. That say, hey, Monday was better for me than Friday. Big deal.
Well, the great magical master and mage in that sacred anthem to magic told us what to do. You got to know when to hold 'em. Know when to fold 'em.
Know when to fold 'em.
Know when to walk away.
What's his name? What's that guy's name?
Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, shit.
That song is such a great metaphor.
It is a great metaphor. I love
for life and
that
magic,
song.
You know?
Not to mention
yes, and that
playing
being said,
cards. Hello.
That being said, it's also important to recognize all the aspects of timing and just because something might not be perfect, not to be stopped by it either.
That's right, Woofy.
And that's often a delicate question to answer, to know when the timing is perfect and know when to pause and know when to just go for it anyway and utilize the allies that you have at your disposal.
And, you know, there's many things that we, you know, haven't covered. You know, this, I know we're like wrapping up soon, but, you know, this is just a tip of the iceberg with regard, you know, to working with the allies of time. I know, Ryan, you're going to talk about seasons. We haven't even talked about seasons.
Oh,
and
no.
You know what? If people,
there's lots
if
people, to talk about.
No. Since people maybe haven't heard this, but they're going to go read this archive, and if they want to, like, Facebook us and say, hey, we really love this particular show and we'd like to hear more, we're happy to bring this back and do some extended on it. You just need to let us know. And can go on about this forever.
It would be nice to maybe at one of the events in the future do a panel discussion and you know, where people can take something they're working on and, you know, we can work on good timing for it and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a fun thing
I'm
to do.
I'm going
to
write that
good
down,
bookmark.
Sister.
Bookmark. Yeah, let's put that down.
I'm bookmarking that.
List of things to do.
Okay, anything else
here?
Anything else that is bubbling to the surface that someone wants to mention or give an example in their minds around timing? Or is it time to wrap up?
Well, yes, it's time to register for the ConjureCraft event.
That's correct.
Yes. Oh, actually, it is because I'm supposed to get a ship's manifest to the boat people. By the way, on our boating event, this is a private chartered thing. Only our group is going to be on this boat looking at whales. But I'm supposed to get them at least a preliminary list this week. So if you're interested, please check it out as soon as possible.
Yes, we will be closing registration for that particular event soon.
That looks like so
hot. I just can't believe y'all are doing that.
I know. I wish you and Star were going to see.
I know. It's
not too late to register.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Well.
Well.
I think I hear the school bell.
What? It's the school bell.
I heard
or the rooster bell.
Yeah.
No, it's a new sound.
Oh.
Lucky Rooster is telling us that it's about time to conclude our latest version of the Conjure Crossroads Radio Hour. We would like to thank you, our friends and colleagues and supporters, the chat room participants, our listeners, our podcast subscribers. You can subscribe at blogtalkradio.com. And we appreciate you mentioning and telling your friends about Conjure Crossroads and our various events. Please like us on our Facebook pages. We are Conjure Crossroads on Facebook. And
Folk Magic Festival NOLA is one of them, too.
Folk Magic Festival NOLA. And,
check it out. You're going to want to
check out all
there.
Of our websites as well for various services and products that each one of us offer in our own unique talents. And Folk Magic Festival registration will be opening next month, so keep your eyes open for that. And register early in order to get the VIP special, certainly, as well. So, any other parting words or messages or announcements from our Conjure Crossroads crew?
I'm going to say don't let anything stop you from doing what you need to do. Not timing,
exactly.
Not anything.
Right.
Absolutely. If it feels right, just do it. It doesn't really make a hoot. It's
right
to you, so, and what your spirit tells you.
Pull the magic.
Keep making magic, folks, in your own time, and thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time on the Conjure Crossroads Radio Hour.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Love you.